Hi, Dr. Mark, back with you again about the dark side, the shadow side, those past things that cast a shadow on the present, and what you're doing with ministry or your other professional work, your family, the whole human experience. That's really what the shadow side is about, the whole human experience. And as that makes an impact on your experience in ministry, whether it's professional or not professional, it's volunteer, it's what you do. Of course, we all are ministers. We're all involved in ministry in some capacity. So really what the shadow side helps us to understand is how we become more like Christ and how God does the sanctifying work in our hearts. And of course, it does relate to how we need to confront and conquer our past, conquer our resentments, forgive ourselves and forgive others, so we can be set free and begin to integrate what we've learned into our present and into our future. Last video, we started to look at the danger zone. What are some things that we need to look at, what's happening around us in the present, but also what we were exposed to in the past, or what we were a part of in the past, that is now making an impact right now. So, the second half, number five, right on into number one. I feel like I'm on a top 10 show of the top 10 hits. Well, the top 10 hits of the shadow sides involve quite a few. Many dynamics. Complex. Let's have a little review, shall we? Last video, we looked at these. We looked at these things. Stagnant, ineffective organizations. Anger, frustration, and cynicism. Church splits. Premature ministry dropout. Rapid staff turnover, because that does not bode well as far as stability or a sense of connectedness. Substance abuse, or as it's also called, substance use disorder. And addiction. Because as research has shown, with substance use disorder, over 200 million people in America, or of course even more in the world, and it climbs up into the millions, misuse substances in one way or another, including food. So as we look at those first five danger zones, be aware. They are real. Don't just pass them off. Don't avoid them. Confront them. Understand them. Evaluate where you are at. The first question we ask in dealing with our shadow sides is, how am I the problem? Because if I don't ask that question, I do not get beyond myself. As I said in the last video, the island theory. Draw a circle around what you think you know, or all your knowledge base that you feel that you have, from experience and also from book learning and combined experience. And then realize outside of that circle how much you don't know and how we need to continue to learn and keep learning, keep sharpening the saw, as Stephen Covey says. Now, let's look at the last top five. Here we go. The second top five, the last part of the top 10, that is. At number five, we have forced resignation. I'm sure some of you have had this. And we've all had some pressure at one point or another where people have said, look, if you don't shape up, look, if this doesn't change, look, what is going on here is not healthy, or we're going to change you, what you're going to do in your role here at the organization, or resign. And this is extremely unsettling. Because the first question you ask is, what's wrong with me? Maybe, if you dig deep, if you look underneath it all, See, okay. Yeah, my boss reminds me of, and this experience, my colleagues, the list goes on. And the forced resignation is put in front of you. And it may be, and it may be vice versa. They're seeing something about you that reminds them about what they dealt with before. And they don't want to have the same experience again that hurts the organization. But more importantly, what is it with you that you haven't dealt with you? Like I said in the last video, let's not shift the blame. Let's look at first what's going on with me. And if you check things out, and as much as you can tell, things are as much, and get bold, get honest with yourself. Use the critical thinking method. How, why, what, where, when? What is it that's really happening? Go get help from a coach. So you can then begin to pinpoint what are some things that you haven't dealt with that if you did deal with it, you say, oh, okay, I misunderstood this. Or, oh, okay, here's what's really going on. Well, forced resignation, that feeds into this too. Number four in the top 10 of the danger zone is burnout and physical illness. And that burnout and physical illness, oh boy. You're running yourself ragged. Maybe what you were taught from before was that, ooh, if you don't work hard, more, faster, harder than others, yeah, I'm going to work smarter, but hey, harder, work harder, come on. Drive yourself into the ground, nose to the grindstone, come on! And you're acting outside of your temperament mix. That's another course, by the way, about temperament. And you're experiencing depression, and you're experiencing anger and frustration, and eventually physical illness because you aren't dealing with you. And you're burning out big time. Number four. Third, sexual immorality. Too many temptations at the office. Too many temptations at home. Too many temptations everywhere. Especially even on your mobile. And it's too tempting to go to that website. You know what I mean? Pastors of large churches, leaders of successful organizations, have been caught and busted, dismissed, because they get caught doing things inappropriately sexually. And there's been a lot in the news as of late in the past few years. Well, 10 years, really. And, of course, it'll pop up still of inappropriate behavior, double lives. Yes, the leader, he or she was leading with great things and seemed to have integrity, but had a second life parallel to the integrous life, parallel to the great ministry she or he was doing. And they were involved in pornography. They were involved in other sexual activity that was found out. And everything goes away. Danger. However, before you get into that danger zone, before get help, look at what's going on. Why are you acting out? Go to the Lord. Go to that coach. Sexual immorality, number three. Number two, divorce. Family breakup. Very self-exclamatory. Because of divorce and family breakup, lack of trust. That lack of trust then trickles into the professional relationships as well as other things. And the ups and the downs and the emotional roller coaster you may be on, that too is a danger zone. Number one on the top 10 list of the danger zones of the shadow sides, loss of ministerial credentials and shame, as well as discredit to the cause of Christ. Now, obviously, this is a result of other things which we've already gone over, but also, as you have observed this happen, maybe you've been a victim of this due to the sins of a leader in the church or in other places or in the family, and it's been your dad or your mother or a brother or a sister. Maybe it's you. And you're right in the middle right now of saying, I've got to start again. I'm seeking this out. This is an opportunity to understand what's going on, the danger zones entail, and also how to get the help that you need. Shadow sides. From here, we look at what dysfunction is and how to tackle it. See you next time.